Okay, Ask Catherine. A lot of good questions this week. I had one subscriber write in, what do you think of the hacker group Anonymous? I wrote back, just going to read you quickly my answer. I think this is a professional op, CIA, et cetera, or private intelligence agencies. It was designed out ahead of the V movie being launched. The movie was part of the op. My guess on the videos, heavy entrainment, subliminal programming, they feel too juicy not to have it. As you know, I'm not big on secret societies and cults. My impression is that the hackers who've been most effective stay quiet and invisible. So that's my guess on Hacker Group Anonymous. Two, a great question posted up on the blog. They were referring to my description of both Sleeping Demons and Margin Call, Redemption Inside the Madness of Our Current Situation. Question is, what are the couple of key characteristics or skills we can nurture to prosper as we live in this dichotomy of controlled economy culture versus what we do and be for meaning and expression? Excellent question. I can't underscore enough the importance of keep learning. Do more. Anytime you can add another skill, anytime you can develop another practical skill, skills that make, you know, that either make you more self-sufficient or save you money or make you more useful, just keep learning. And just keep building networks. We can't learn everything. We can't all know how to do everything. So keep building networks of people with practical skills, because the more we can help each other, the more we can have people who we trust, who have different expertises, who can guide us in these different areas, whether it's finance or healthcare or construction or, in mechanical issues. I think that's very, very important. The other thing I would stress is just learn to let go, because we're in a time of accelerating change and crazy things happen. I was once approached by a guy who used to be very senior in the covert operations at the CIA. Wasn't quite sure who sort of put me on to him. I'm sure there was an agenda, but I never knew what it was. And he was the person who'd run the technology on the Escobar assassination. And it was a very extraordinary character. But one of the things he said to me was, he said, it's really important to learn to let things wash over you. And what he meant by that is there are times when things look bad or strange, and you simply need to let it go, not get offended. In my case, I always took a hot bath, get a good night's sleep, and start again in the morning. And so you really need to be able to suspend judgment. I mentioned a week or two ago John Trudell's wonderful description of Pandora's box, where he said after seven evils came out of Pandora's box, out came hope. And the idea was that hope was designed to help us adapt and deal with the seven evils. And he said, in fact, hope is the greatest evil. Rather than get our hopes up for some distant scenario in a world that's changing this wildly and fast, what we need to focus on what we have to work with right now, give thanks for that, and go to work with what we have and let it emerge. And it reminds me of a wonderful, one of my favorite quotes from T.D. Jakes, who's a pastor down in Dallas who I very much admire. He says, God does not need what you have lost to bless you. So I think the most important thing to learn how to do in this environment is to really emerge things working with what you have right now, and to let go of judgment in an environment or situations where the double binds and Orwellian nature can seem to be overwhelming. Another great question, somebody wrote in and said, you know, what we need is a traveling intellectual circus. And for those of you who are interested in that idea, I would check out the Chautauqua, which, in fact, that's what it was. It was in the 20s. Chautauqua, New York, in fact, continues the Chautauqua tradition but it's stationary. It doesn't go out on the road. At various times, there have been many wonderful people who, in the notion of reinventing ourselves, said, you know, what we need is we need impromptu, we need comedy, we need the old Shakespearean theater, we need lectures, and we need to go from town to town helping each other reinvent our culture and our world. So check out the Chautauqua if you're interested. finally, we switched to a process of posting questions on the blog, and not that many of you have posted on the blog, so I'm hoping, I love the questions, I want to keep them coming, but what I would really encourage you to go to the blog and check out how to log in and post your questions there.